obviously I've had a crownie, about three Bundy and dries today, shared about four Carlton draft jugs, and then I come home and got in my scotch, and that scotch bottle that you saw there was about, had like the amount that was left in it, that was about how much it was out of it earlier tonight, so yeah.
That's a lot, a whole bottle. Drunk,
yeah, pretty much a whole bottle.
Oh.
Yeah, I can handle it. That's, you know, that's about the time. I know I had somewhere I listened to a rant on how people have to stop, you know, going for revenge kills and retaliation kills, and should just enjoy playing the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like listening, going, "Fuck, that guy's stoned." Yeah. Geez, that makes sense. I agree with him.
Well, that's it. Like, it's that aggression in playing. I don't see it in you, but I see it in a lot of the players who have become really, really hardcore.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
They're playing for extreme reasons.
Exactly. Playing for extreme reasons, which are really, really unnecessary. Turn me sound up a bit. Ugh.
Vagabond!
what did you want to spoil? And because I think we've kind of lost, not everyone, but we've lost some respect for the procedure that we're all actually people in this game.
Yeah, that's it. All that matters is the skill level. It doesn't matter who the person is. Yeah. You're either gay, or you're an SK, or you're a fucking elite. You know, there's three like, there's the guy that everyone likes, who's like in between, who, you know, has his good days and bad days, and there's the people that everyone just says, oh, it's fucking shit cunt, and they get picked last in pubs. And then there's the elite bastards that always, that always look down on everyone else. And they judge you because you're not as good as them, stuff like that. That kind of thing, yeah, it gets to me. It's, well, not extremely gets to me, but it's just, it's disappointing. And, it's sort of, you know, as much as I love the game, that kind of shit, and people who would just, you know, do anything, any tactic, any gay tactic, you know, fucking politics or the fucking, or cheats or whatever, just so they can, you know, get one over you. That kind of shit just, you know, like, really gets me, you know, sort of disappoints me. Fuck, I'm not bunny hopping too well. Must be too pissed.
Is bunny hopping one of those things up?
Well, I think most people can bunny hop these days. And it's not really that hard to learn. Once you know how to do it, you get on a map like hardcore or something like that, and the bunny hop really comes into it. You can really, and you play it enough, and you, or M bases. Like M bases, I'm a really good attacker because I know the physics and the environment very well. So I know how I can, you know, bunny hop and get the best speed and get up a ramp and I'll get a grenade primed and, you know, chuck it at someone who's in the ramp room and own them and then own the other guy who's there in the ramp room because he got hit by the grenade as well. And then, you know, bunny hop up around about as far as I get normally is to the demo man, sometimes kill him. But when there's, like, two attackers and you're attacking with someone else as a decent player, them reducing the guys in the ramp room and reducing their health certainly helps your attacking chances. And then there's a chance that you're going to, you know, get past them easily, like, you know, a couple of fucking shots, they're gone, and up to the demo man, chuck a grenade and a couple of rockets at him, he's gone. And then you've got the soldier who's usually in the flag room. You can, you know, engage him a little bit, knock him around, you know, maneuver yourself so you get the flag, and if you can't, you know, beat him, you can just, like, run around, knock him around a bit so he can't actually hit you, run around, jump in, grab the flag, and then fuck off, you know, just bunny hop out of there. If you know the map, then that kind of thing comes a lot easier, whereas if you didn't, if you hadn't practiced a lot of the bunny hopping on
don't know the angles of the map,
the angles, that sort of thing, yeah, the ramps, and where you've got to, when you go down a ramp, sometimes you've got to do a very, you know, you go, you know, the normal, and you go down a ramp and it's, you know, sort of really, really quick, sort of a double jump, and then you're up there. Then you'll find that it's not going to do you very well. You get owned in the ramp. It's a skill, but it's very much hand in hand with knowing the physics and the layout of the map. A worthwhile and effective bunny hop through a map relies a lot on the physics and and that sort of thing. That is where a lot of the newer players or those who don't bunny or don't know the map as well are going to be let down, whereas they might not have good aim. They may have better aim than you do, you know, better skill one-on-one with someone, but if they don't know the map and they don't know the way to bunny hop through it, then they're going to come out second best to you, who can get in there, grab the flag and fuck off and get out of there, because, you know, if you're an attacker, prime objective is to get the flag and get the fuck out of there. And if anyone gets in your way, I can kill them if you can. So that's where bunny hopping really comes into it. But there are a lot of maps, really bunny hopping really fucks them, really ruins them. Like, for instance, Rock 2. was never meant to be a map where you could get very quickly from one base to the other. Do a bit of bunny hop, go through the front door, and you just strafe your way across the water, and like, you know, and before you know it, maybe 30 seconds after you respawn in your base, you're in their base again. It wasn't meant to happen, it wasn't designed that way.
Mm.
It ruins it. But, so it's no. But then on the other hand, a bunny hopping defender who's defending a rock too and realises the person has just died and they're going to come back very soon, bunny hops back to the position that's there and stops them from getting into the base very quickly, can make a difference as well. So it's one of these things that's added to the game in a lot of ways, but like in the gameplay and the flow and the, oh man, I'm so frustrated, I'm not near the flag yet. But oh, this bunny hopping thing, fuck, I'm getting from one end of the base to the other in, you know, less than 2 minutes. Fucking beautiful, man, just get out there and fuck off. And I've got 200 and armor and 100 health, you know? it's just a matter of comparative skill level. It's when it first came out, when people first started bunny hopping, if you didn't know how to bunny hop, it's a real disadvantage, absolute disadvantage. And then of course you got the people that can bunny hop, but they don't know really the map. So they're not going to do as well as someone who can bunny hop and knows the map. So it's adds another dimension to the map, and then on the other hand also subtracts from the balance of the way it was supposed to be. When you got a fucking ack coming in there, you know, fucking ack about fucking heavy weapons guy just fucking bunny hopping through, copping fucking Merv grenades and fucking going through a pipe bomb trap. The only thing the pipe bomb trap does is fucking propel him a bit faster towards the flag, you know. Wing, 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 and he's out of there. It sort of just makes a fucking mockery.
Yeah, it's a bit shocking. I'm trying just to enjoy the game.
Exactly, that sounds like
you're
a couple of others will not want it.